The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you're tuning in, you recognize that we've moved the show up a half hour. We're on from 8:30 to 10:30 each and every Saturday during football season because we are your tailgate central. We're going to talk a lot about it today. Bob's got some great gadgets and grills that we're going to talk about here to make your tailgate easy to do as well as convenient, and you're going to turn out some fantastic food. I'm Jop. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. It is a good Saturday because it's grilling time and it's tailgate season. I've been doing a little bit of research, and I actually went back into the archives and started looking at some of the stuff we've talked about over the past, but there's a few things that just seem to bite you every time you see them, and it's like, man, that thing's cool. And one of them is son of a bocce.
You know what? The first time I ever saw one of those, you broke it out. We were at the Lowell State Championship game a couple years
Ford
ago.
Field. Yep.
Yep, at Ford Field, and we were down there in the parking lot, and we kind of had to sneak it out a little bit, but the thing was so small because they didn't really want us grilling in the parking lot and
well,
making a big scene.
Here's how you handle that. You find the biggest guard at the parking lot, and you say, look, I'm going to use open flames, okay, but here's what I'm making. I'm going to make some shish kebabs to die for. We're going to go through those later, too.
Yeah, a little of that Charlie Jabor shish kebab, right? Yeah.
And then the guard says, okay, as long as I don't see it, it's okay. Just bring me a couple.
That's right. And I remember we did that. That was a lot of fun. So but anyway, talk about this hibachi.
Yeah, the son of a bocce. It's really cool. It is a clamshell device, and you can find it online if you just Google it. There's all sorts of people selling it. It's not something you can normally find in the stores for some reason, but it's clamshell, and it's a very cool device because it's got an ash pan on the bottom, and you load that ash pan up with your starter chips. And you pull it out, you open up the chimney on top, you light the starter chip, slide the tray shut, and it goes upright into all the coals you've preloaded into the grill.
Almost and like one of those little starting chimneys, right?
It's built kind of like that, and then it unfolds. So you let it burn about 15, 20 minutes, and all of your coals have ignited evenly. The problem with tailgating is you're trying to make a little bitty charcoal fire, and you've got a little bitty lump or, you know, a little bitty stack of charcoal there, and half of them are not ignited. This takes care of the problem. You pull the top pin, you open the thing up. You got to handle this with gloves because it gets amazingly hot. So
quick,
bring some
yeah.
mitts. But then you unfold it, put the legs down, and you've got a nice little 2 foot wide by, oh, maybe 10 inches deep grill, charcoal, burning some nice good lump charcoal. I put a bunch of my father-in-law's recipe, the Charlie Jabor shish kebabs, on there. And I probably had 12 shish kebabs on that little thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were tasty. And charcoal, you know, I mean, it was late November, day after Thanksgiving. And you're out and you're freezing outside and you've got this nice little fire going. And you've got steaming hot shish kebab for your tailgate. And we've all been to tailgate parties where somebody says, well, I'll bring the food. And then they've got, like, you know, tuna sandwiches or, you know,
Jimmy John's
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Jimmy John, but, you know, not on a freezing day. I want a nice hot steak. I want a burger. I want some soul food.
Something to warm your soul.
That's
when
right.
you're standing out there. And I remember that because that was right before Thanksgiving, I think. It was that weekend. Maybe it was right after Thanksgiving we were there. And it was cold in the lot, and eating hot food was great. You know, I'm looking at the internet here. This thing is sonofhibachionline.com. You can Google that. And these things are out there. But I think one of the things that's even the most cool about this is the way to take care of it when you're done grilling.
It's got a snuffer bag.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, it's a bag that you put the hot grill with the hot coals in, and it must be a fireproof bag.
Yeah, what you do is you fold the grill back up, same way you took it apart. You put the clasp back in. You shut everything down. And your coals are pretty much spent by the time you're done anyway because it doesn't hold that much, but it's still hot, and you always run that risk. You put it in this snuffer bag. And within minutes, what it's done is it's sucked the oxygen right out of everything because it's a fireproof bag with a handle, and it's brilliant. The thing is just a cool device. It stows away It's very, very small. It's probably the footprint in your van or your truck is going to be about 6 inches wide and a foot deep and about a foot and a half tall. So it takes no room whatsoever, and you didn't have to bring a bottle of charcoal lighter, any of that crap, because it's all preloaded when before you leave the house. You just set the coals up, you put your starter chips in, you're good to go. So space is a big deal when you're going to a tailgater, as you know, because you're even like if we're taking the grilling rig, it doesn't matter. You got chairs, tents, whatever, bunch of people.
Yeah, you tend to fill the rig that you have with all the gear that you want to bring. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. And Bob and I are talking about some portable grills that we found to be very handy, very easy to use. This Son of Hibachi is one that Bob has. And if you listened to us a couple weeks ago, we talked with a gentleman named Mark Heineken. And Mark is from a company that makes a grill called a Blacktop 360. And we ran that grill. We broke it down. But Mark was nice enough to send us one of those. And I got that last week in the mail. I opened it up this past weekend. And I fired it up. And I tell you what, it's a self-contained unit. It's three grills, or actually four grills in one, because it's got a deep fryer right in the center, an infrared grill, a griddle, and then it's got like a little warming tray on it with a cover. So after I got stuff cooked, I tried that, and the warming tray doesn't have a burner underneath it, but the burner's under the other three items.
Keep it all warmed up.
And the coolest part about this Blacktop 360 is you can hose it off when you're done. The burners are on one piece, kind of the bottom of the grill. It's round, if you will, but then the top lifts off. So all the grease and the dirt and everything you had from cooking, you just take it over, hit it with a hose. It's porcelain on top, so it cleans off real easy with a nice rag, and you didn't have to scrub it much, and it was very easy to use.
Why do I get the feeling that this is going to end up like the Whitson from Arcadia Ales this year, where, you know, mysteriously it gets sent to your house, and I just never see it again? It just disappears.
You know what, Brian? Can you hand Bob a tissue? He's whining here, man. I tell you what,
I'm
Bob.
I'm the Whitson freak of this duo.
I'll go on record as saying this. I will bring it to your house and I will cook something for you, but no. I will take it home when I'm done.
I'm more interested in the Whitson.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Our friend Tim down at Arcadia makes some great Whitson. There's other brewers out there that do it as well.
That Nicey Spicy from Shorts that we were talking about is pretty similar. It's a wheat, but it's got a nice citrus to it. Nicey Spicy is another one of those summer wheats that's pretty killer.
That's not one of the ladies that was in the limo with you last week down in Chicago when you were the broadcaster?
Funny. That's not even
funny. Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, stick with us. We're going to talk a little bit next about the Grilling Guys schedule as it comes up. We're going to be at Allen Bob's over at Ferris. Our friends at D&W are going to help us out. And then really want to break down this Hunting Time Expo because the Grilling Guys are excited about being part of that. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
This Saturday, it's a battle of unbeatens in Morgantown as West Virginia hosts LSU. Hi, this is Brian Davis of Westwood One. Join Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George and me for all the action. Quarterback Jarrett Lee and the Tigers can rack up their third win over a ranked opponent, but the Mountaineers will be looking to defend their home turf and pull off the upset. Who will come out on top? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Coverage begins at 7:30 here on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, it's the Grilling Guys for Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive in Shawmut Hills. They have the largest inventory of beer I have ever seen. Guess what? A bunch of Michigan microbrews. These people are crazy with beer. And they have the region's best selection of home brewing equipment and supplies. You have to go to Siciliano's if you want to get the best beer in town. They're at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive in Shawmut Hills. This is Barbecue Bob.
Your home for Michigan State football. 107.3 WBBL-FM.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey,
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. If you're just tuning in, we've already knocked out a couple segments today. We're starting a little early here in this fall season. We're going to be setting up your tailgate each and every Saturday before you hit the big game. And Bob and I are setting it down. We just turned out a little review there on a Blacktop 360 in the Son of Hibachi. And Bob, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing a great job. We've got some cool things coming up next weekend. I'm going to be gone, but you and Brett Bakita are going to be at Alan Bob's, and we've actually got Merle, who's going to be calling in here a little bit later to explain some of that for us. But we've got one of the things I'm really excited about is October 15th. We're going to Ferris.
You know, we are, and we're both you and I, Bob, are alumni of Ferris. And
my wife, my brother. It seems like you run into people everywhere from Ferris.
Yeah, you know what? We're not too far south of our alma mater, so a lot of people, after they got out of college, came down here and started working and have, you know, set up their families, and here we are. But what we're going to do up there, it's homecoming weekend on October the 15th, and we're actually going to be in the alumni tent.
Ooh, Bulldogs.
Yeah, the folks up there. There at Ferris have been just fantastic to work with, and we put together our show's going to be live. We're actually going to be feeding upwards to 1,000 people. We're going to have brats and little steaks, and might even throw some ribs on that good one smoker.
Yeah, we are set to have probably the best tailgate we've ever done yet. And it, I mean, 1,000 people, we're going to be humping.
Yeah, we are.
We have the culinary school there helping us out, so we'll have some slave labor that we can
their entire tailgating team, and then we will also have some nice souvenirs that we're going to be giving away, and we're really looking forward to that. Then on the 29th of October, we're going to wrap up our
Spartan Mobile Grill.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Our gig with the Spartan Mobile Grill. We're going to be out at D&W on Knapp on the 29th for our last voyage with the guys from the Mobile Grill. Again, throwing down 100 pounds of that New York strip right in the parking lot.
And that remote, again, the date is October 29th. It's at the Knapp D&W, the most gorgeous D&W you'll ever go to. We are going to have the biggest party at that remote that we've ever had. So mark that in your calendars. We've got some cool stuff planned for that remote.
Yep, stay tuned. There's more to come on that remote. We're really excited about it. And then at the end of January, we're going to be in the Hunting Time Expo. You'll hear us talk more about that. But coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be talking to my favorite Raging Cajun, T. Gidd. He's going to talk to us about how they do tailgating in Louisiana. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.